Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
One of the most long-standing and recognized TV personalities on the Boston television scene says goodbye this evening. Tonight, Mary Richardson signs off from WCVB-TV's nightly news magazine, Chronicle. It was the first of its kind anywhere, and Mary Richardson occupied the Chronicle anchor's chair for more than 25 years. Mary Richardson joins us in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. And as you know, I'm a huge fan. I listen all the time.
Well, the feeling is certainly mutual. Thank you so much for being here. Let me just ask you, when you first started at Chronicle a little more than 25 years ago, if you could transport yourself back to that time, did you ever expect your career at the show would be as rich and varied as it has become?
What a perfect question. I could never have dreamed that the program would take me the places it has, like China and Egypt and all over Europe and into people's homes all over New England.
What are some of the best stories that you think you did and some of your proudest moments?
Well, I got to go do behind the scenes at Annapolis, and my father was a Naval Academy graduate, and go on board a ship overnight on the Preble, which was a state-of-the-art warship, and sort of look at today's Navy. One of my favorite authors, John Updike, he was a great golfer, and I met him on the golf course when he was finished with his game, and we sat down, we had the most fun chat. And I was telling him how in college we used to all quote this passage and that passage from Rabbit Run. And he'd say, "Did I write that?" And he'd laugh. I'd say, "Yes, you did." But I guess he was such a prolific writer that a lot of it was water under the bridge once he'd written it.
And at your time in Chronicle, you also did a lot of stories that both challenged viewers and maybe even challenged you as a reporter. What are some of those stories?
On Chronicle, was never afraid to delve into anything. Nearly 30 years ago, we did the first gay mom's story and how they managed to get pregnant, how they did it, and then what kind of mothers they were. And at that time, the idea of a gay family was really, for many people, shocking. So Chronicle has never been afraid to do that or to go into areas like Watts after the rioting, mm-hmm. and been inside prison many times, women's and men's. And for me, it has been the most glorious learning experience. Going places you just can't go. You just can't walk into prison and say, "I'd like to look around."
You know, Mary, sitting here across from you, it suddenly occurs to me that we're now in a day and age where women's names are very familiar on the television or on the radio, for that matter. But it was not that way when you first got started in Sacramento, let's say, in the 70s, and you were the first female co-anchor here in Boston.
Yeah, so it's sort of hard to imagine there was no 11 o'clock news anchor who was a woman, and nor was there one in Sacramento when I started out. And I remember the general manager of the station, the owner of the station, actually came to me, John Kelly, and said, "I want to talk to you about your marriage and your life. You are a woman. And do you think you can handle those hours and being up at 11 o'clock? And I was like, "What is he talking about? This is like from another planet." Because I never thought of myself as unable to do the same things that men did. Oh, partially because I had two brothers and we roughhoused all the time, but also because of my dad. And I have to give him huge credit for that. He's Irish Catholic out of the coal mines of Pennsylvania. And he had no bias whatsoever about what a woman could or could not do. So I never thought about it. I never had a moment when you really felt held down because you were a woman. Not at all.
The news media landscape itself has changed. So over the span of your career, where do you see local news media and just news in general right now?
It really has changed enormously. The pace is so much faster. I sometimes can't believe it. I mean, I look at even our old Chronicle news, more newsy stories would be 7 or 8 minutes long. And now most stories are 4 to 5 minutes. Sometimes I'm disappointed in local news when there's a major issue. I remember when they invaded Fallujah in the Iraq War. And we had been waiting for weeks to hear this news. And the invasion finally came. And one of the stations, which should remain nameless, were teasing that a dog had been kidnapped in Pembroke that night. And that was the tease for the 11 o'clock news. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, in my time, that was not news. It was news in our neighborhood if something happened to a dog. But the entire region didn't have to hear about this.
You've had this seat to Boston history as well in the in-depth work that you've done with Chronicle for more than 25 years. So what are moments that you've covered here locally in Boston history that'll stay with you?
Yeah, there was nothing like Boston politics. I had read The Last Hurrah in high school, and I thought, this is it. I'm in the middle of it. And Dapper O'Neill. These are names from the past, from before you were born, Megan. But it was hardball in Boston, and yet it was also charming. There was an undercurrent of, say, the St. Patrick's Day breakfast, the humor, and how enemies could be pals that day and tease each other and joke about each other. So I always loved the political scene. But while I was here, I saw Boston grow into what Kevin White used to call a world-class city. Truthfully, when I came, it was not a world-class city. And I've seen Boston just grow into an incredibly beautiful but alive, welcoming city, and far more tolerant and welcoming than it was that many years ago.
Mary Richardson, longtime co-anchor of Chronicle on WCVB-TV, thank you so
much. I really enjoyed talking to you, and now I'll know the face when I hear the voice.
Thank you again, Mary. And up next,
all of the theater that we've done this year in the season has made a big effort on the audience's presence being part of what creates the magic of the evening.
We continue our conversation with the ART's artistic director, Diane Paulus. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.